Jerome Powell from the Fed made some news today. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 4th day of May. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the folks that currently live in Texas would like you to pick another place to move to. Russia to sell off some cargo ships. Starbucks takes aim on union members. Higher utility prices are pushing sales of solar. Meanwhile, e-commerce sales are forecasted to dip. We've got the Wall Street Report, and corporate America is weighing in on the abortion battle in a way many did not see coming. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yes, this is the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you are along for the ride with us again today. We've got a lot of stuff to cover, so let's get right to it. But before we do, I always need to tell you, you can follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Fed Chair Jerome Powell made some news today as the central bank raised interest rates by 0.5%, the first such rate hike since the year 2000. Then he said this, that it was unlikely that the Fed would supercharge interest rates going forward. That comment then supercharged Wall Street, and things got, well, really bullish. Those numbers, I'll share those with you in just a bit. It has been a population boom in Texas, but that fact isn't sitting well with the people who already live there. In fact, they would rather have you stop moving to the state altogether. Bloomberg is reporting that about 40% of Texans say the surge in newcomers in recent years has been a net negative versus 34% who view it as good. All of this according to a poll released by the University of Texas and Texas Politics Project. Among Texans who said they're aware of the surge in population, it is the highest share who view it negatively since polling began back in 2019. The survey suggests a disconnect between the politicians who frequently tout the hordes of people moving to the state as evidence of successful policies and the residents who feel the effects of more congested roads, higher property taxes, and overcrowded schools. The population of Texas grew by more than any other U.S. state in the decade through 2020, and the boom has continued since then as companies like Tesla and Oracle have moved their headquarters to the Lone Star State. Texans said the economy and inflation were among their biggest concerns, along with border security and immigration. About 43% said the state's economy has worsened over the past year, with only 20% saying it was doing better, the most negative outlook since February of 2021, according to this poll. And yes, there was a question about abortion. A majority, 54%, said they would oppose an automatic ban on abortion if Roe v. Wade were overturned. The largest shipping company in Russia is trying to sell off about a third of its fleet, and this is a big deal. Business Insider is reporting that Somkomflot is planning to sell up to one-third of its vessels to pay back loans before Western sanctions come into effect. A senior industry official familiar with the deal says Somkomflot has been in negotiation talks with clientele from Dubai and China about selling at least 40 of its 121 ships. So why is all this happening? The European Union and the UK have imposed various sanctions against Russia. One details that banks must cut off all transactions to Somkomflot after May 15. The shipping giant has to send all unpaid loans to the relevant banks and financiers before that date. The CEO over at Starbucks is not a fan of unions. He has come out publicly against them and even said employees were wrong to join them or that they were being bullied into it. That pales in comparison to what Howard Schultz had to say about wages. Mass Live is reporting that Starbucks employees across the country will receive pay raises and other benefits, but the company's CEO says unionized workers may be excluded from those wage hikes in the future. During an earnings call, Howard Schultz said that while all employees will benefit from the immediate changes, federal law prohibits the company from promising the same to employees involved in union efforts. The question is he right? Well, in response, Starbucks workers involved in the movement to unionize are pushing back on his comments. Kyla Clay, a Boston Starbucks employee whose store voted to unionize last month, said Schultz had misrepresented the law. This is what she said, quote, "They're using specific language to make it seem as though the unionized stores will not be eligible, but they are actually permitted to offer those same benefits to workers at these stores. They're framing it in a way to make it seem as though we won't be eligible for these things, but in reality, we do still have the bargaining power," end quote. Increasing utility rates have consumers turning more and more to solar, that from solar panel company Sunrun. CNBC is reporting that the company has seen a 39% increase in customer orders this year over last year, and they say the higher cost of electricity is the reason. The company's stock was up by 11% after posting their first quarter results. The company also raised its guidance, saying it expects installed solar capacity to be 25% or greater for 2022. Sunrun's prior guidance pegged growth sales at 20%. Sunrun, which is the largest residential solar installer in the U.S., added over 29,000 customers during the first quarter. That was a 20% increase from the same period last year. The company now has roughly 690,000 customers. Meanwhile, growth may not be happening in the world of e-commerce. CNBC is reporting that Etsy and eBay reported better-than-expected first-quarter results after the bell on Wednesday, but the companies gave weak guidance for the current quarter that suggests the e-commerce sector is cooling off after a pandemic-fueled boost. Shares of eBay fell by more than 6% in extended trading on Wednesday, while Etsy's stock plunged by as much as 12%. But it was a banner day on Wall Street as the Dow kicked up over 932 points to end the session at 34,061, while the Nasdaq, that had been under pressure, added 401 points to close at 12,964, and the S&P 500 picked up 124 points to end the trade at 4,300 even. And finally, there is this. While the Supreme Court and some politicians are trying to find any way possible to ban abortion, many corporations are now telling employees that they will help them get the medical care they desire. Apple has offered to cover medical expenses for workers in Texas. Salesforce has offered to relocate workers out of that state. Amazon has said it would cover up to $4,000 in travel costs for their U.S. workers. Meanwhile, Lyft and Uber are saying they will pay for legal expenses should their drivers be charged with aiding women who are traveling for an abortion. Meanwhile, shareholders have filed a record number of proposals asking companies to examine business risks from any restrictive abortion laws and to study how donations to so-called anti-choice politicians align with corporate commitments to inclusion. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.